Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. While here in the U.S., we're still in the middle, maybe even the early innings of the coronavirus crisis, some folks are starting to think about how the lessons we're learning about work and workplaces during this crisis will impact work and workplaces after the crisis is over. And certainly one of these areas is in the concept of remote work, with so many organizations forced, suddenly, in most cases, to adopt remote working policies, the chances seem likely that remote work will become much more commonplace and much more normal after the crisis is over. And this may be good for a number of reasons. It will help organizations, of course, be more flexible and be more able to adapt in the case of further crises, whether it's a pandemic or a natural disaster or any other kinds of business disruption. The ability for organizations to continue to function even when their normal working conditions are disrupted, well, that's a benefit, and that will help organizations in the future. And it also could create new career opportunities from people who are maybe sometimes have difficulty getting into the workplace. Maybe they're semi-retired people. Maybe they have some home challenges, caregiving challenges, young kids, older relatives, etc., that make going to an office every day for a fixed set of hours really difficult or maybe even impossible. Suddenly, remote and flexible work opens up employment opportunities for these kinds of people. And it could also open up opportunities for folks who are just not a bit able to move where the jobs are. Here's an example. What if a person in the middle of America really wanted to work in the movie or entertainment industries, which are generally concentrated along the West Coast or the East Coast? Well, with more openness and willingness to adopt flexible and remote working schemes, people in the middle of America could work maybe in the entertainment industry, if that's the industry they always dreamed about, without having to uproot themselves and their lives to move to where these industries have typically located. And one last area to keep an eye on is telemedicine. With the coronavirus keeping most of us in our homes and the danger and risk to healthcare professionals getting the disease or the virus themselves at a really high level, telemedicine has surged. It's quite likely that after the virus situation is over, that telemedicine and the prevalence of telemedicine as an option for more people and more organizations to offer their employees will continue. This could also bring more folks back into the labor market as well, semi-retired doctors, nurses, etc., people who maybe don't want to relocate or go to a physical healthcare facility will be able to offer their services via telemedicine, and more patients and more normal people are going to be willing to be seen in a telemedicine context. Just about all of us, every business is learning a whole new set of ways to operate, a new set of behaviors right now, whether it's remote work, distance work, part-time work, flexible work. It's quite likely these changes are so profound that many of them, perhaps most of them, will linger far after the coronavirus goes away. That's it from the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.